Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
All right, Dr. Connie, you're on.
Oh, very cool. All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Connie McNeil with In the Arms of the Angels. You can hear me every Thursday night at this time, which is 8 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. My website is www.drconniesays.com, and I would invite you to go look at it. One of the things that I have is a list of the archangels and just a thumbnail of their specialty so that you can, when you have a particular dilemma, you can go and find that particular angel that you can bond with, and that would be a support to you. I'm finding that I have a couple of things that are kind of colliding in my life space, and I know that I'm learning a lesson that it's time for me to shift into another way of thinking when things collide with me a lot. And the two things that I am getting are life lessons and how I view things, my personal take on what goes on in my life. Because I find that the only person that makes it good or bad, whatever goes on in my life, is me. And it's my attitude and my thought process about the events in my life. And I had a little guy come into my office yesterday, and I'm gonna call him Johnny. That's not his name, but I'm gonna call him Johnny. And he was just pissed. I mean, nobody could do anything to make this little guy happy. He's 8 years old. I think he's in maybe the second grade. And it didn't take more than three or four bantering sentences back and forth before he said, "I'm mad at my mom, and it's all her fault." So there was nothing that was going to really happen to make this little guy feel better until mom did something different. So I got to thinking about how it is that we look at circumstances and how we perceive the goodness or the badness in these circumstances and how young we are sculpted to start thinking about whether stuff is good or bad and whose fault it is. Our personalities are developed by the time we're seven. So this little guy is already starting down on a road where it's somebody else's fault. And I find in the therapy that I do, I have not only 8-year-olds coming into my office, but I have 68-year-olds coming into my office, and they're saying the same thing. So unless something shifts in the way that we view our relationships with people, then we are going to be 108 and still thinking that somebody did something, it's their fault, and they made me mad. And going into the holidays, I thought this would be a nifty little thing to share with you. So one of the things that Archangel Michael wanted me to tell you and to talk about this evening is to decide to be happy. Because, believe it or not, happiness is a choice. Nobody can make you feel anything. If one of you guys called me or came over to my house or came to my place of employment and you wanted to make me mad, you could do or say anything you wanted, but if I chose not to get mad, you could not make me anything. So my power, my personal power, is made evident in the fact that I can decide to be happy. I can decide to forgive. I can decide to be understanding or compassionate or joyful or responsible or authentic. Put any word in there that you want. But it all comes down to making a choice. One of the ways that you can decide to be happy is to be grateful, to make a gratitude list. And if you really thought about the number of things to be grateful for, when's the last time that you were really grateful for the gutters in the street or the people that pick up the trash or a beautiful sunrise or sunset? That you're so annoyed because your neighbor is loud, but you forget to be grateful that you can hear. My dad always had problems with his hearing. In fact, he was deaf in one of his ears, and his other ear didn't work really well. And he missed out on so much because he just couldn't hear. So we get so angry because we hear these annoying noises, but we forget to be grateful that we can actually hear them. It's that kind of a shifting into a mindset that frees us from old patterns and old ways of thinking and moves us into taking responsibility for how it is we feel. And I was thinking how I wanted to kind of bring this to light, and I remembered a book that I read. It is called Radical Forgiveness. The author is Colin Tipping, T-I-P-P-I-N-G, Colin Tipping. And again, the book is called Radical Forgiveness. I thought I would share a little bit about this book because just like Johnny in my office, he is going to run into people in his life that are going to remind him of his mother, because the universe is going to give him one of his life lessons is to learn to forgive and learn to take responsibility for his own feelings. And one of the best ways to do that is to put Johnny in situations that are going to remind him of the and bring up the same emotions as the one he had with his mother. I had a client just recently, and she was in her 40s, and she got very angry with me quite a few times because she said, "You remind me of my mother." And it wasn't very many more sessions before she just stopped. So, and what I kept trying to tell her was that this was actually a gift, because if she could work through her issues, her anger with me, it's like working through the issues with her mother. Because she chose to not continue therapy, it is likely that she will find another person who will enter their life that, again, is going to remind her of her mother. So these two things that are colliding is the life lesson of being put in situations and circumstances and being put in with people so that I learn a life lesson. Many of our life lessons started in childhood, just like Johnny's. So that's why I wanted to share with you this book by Mr. Tipping. And what his premise is that we are, he does believe in reincarnation. I believe in reincarnation. But even if you don't, this book can be very powerful for you. people are going to come into your life, and they are going to open up wounds for you. They are going to make you so angry that you really don't know why you get so annoyed and ticked off with this person. But there are some people in your life space that just annoy you. And this book gives you the opportunity to really look at your feelings and look at, so for example, my boyfriend breaks up with me and I'm heartbroken and I'm wounded and I spent so much time and energy and I really, really, you know, put everything into this relationship and I really wanted it to work, and he just left, just left. So according to the author, the reason that this individual, I'm having these hurtful emotions, and the reason it's hurting me to the extent that it does, is because I've been wounded in the past. And it's like opening up a brand new wound, and oh, I remember how awful this feels, because I kind of have a reference point. So what he says is, because we have life lessons, the universe is going to send us people or send us situations to bring up those emotions, to give us the opportunity to heal them. And he actually has a worksheet in his book. And you can either, some of the worksheets you can download and print out, and other of the worksheets, they're big enough in the book, you can just Xerox a bunch of them and have them if you want. I had a client, and almost every week he was doing a worksheet on his wife, so this guy must have had 50 worksheets. But anyway, so this man comes into my life, I'm wounded, so I start working out my feelings about this event. And again, I'm working toward forgiving this situation. So one of the things that he wants you to do is to write down exactly what happens. Be very open and honest about how you feel about exactly what happened. And then you have the opportunity in the next part of this worksheet to confront whoever you're upset with. So I am so upset with you, say their name, because, and you just get to say exactly what it is you want, and you don't hold back anything. So you have the opportunity to acknowledge that you're hurt, and you get the opportunity to writing this down, and this is just for you, this is not for them, so it's not, you're not going to mail it to them, so you can say exactly what it is that happened to you. And then you get to acknowledge how you feel about it. And you're encouraged to express your true emotions about, this is the event, this is why I'm so upset, and now I get to say how hurt that I am. And then he asks some very interesting questions. He wants to know, and this is the author in the worksheet, he wants to know if you would be willing to recognize and accept your feelings just the way they are, and know that you're entitled to have them. So I'm hurt, I'm angry, I feel abandoned, I feel used, I feel manipulated, I feel I'm lonely, I'm afraid, I'm never going to find somebody else, whatever all those feelings are. You get an opportunity to, now that you've listed all of them, to ask yourself, is it okay for me to have those feelings? Because sometimes in some families, it was not okay to feel certain things. Or in some religions, it is not okay to feel certain things. So you get to really see how it is you feel, and then you get to accept how it is you feel. And then you get to own the feelings that because this guy broke up with me and I feel all of these feelings, he's not making me feel that way. That my feelings are a reflection of how I see the situation. The only reason that I would be hurt because this guy left me and used me and did whatever he did is because I have feelings attached to being abandoned or lonely or afraid that I'll never find somebody else or whatever. I have some feelings that are attached to that. And this guy leaving kind of ripped those feelings open. So not only do I get to accept my feelings, but I get to really understand that this guy is not making me feel anything. So what I get to do with that is take a look back at me. So I no longer have the focus on this other person. I now get to focus on me. And what the author says is that if I am in an emotionally charged situation, my discomfort bringing up all of this fear and all of this anger and all of this whatever that I have, that what it is, it alerts me to the fact that I'm withholding love from myself. Because if I truly loved me and stood in my own power and were confident in my own personhood, then this individual's leaving wouldn't have ripped my heart open. And I wouldn't have been attaching a lot of my future in being with this person. So by looking at how I feel, it's letting me know that I'm withholding love for myself and that I had expectations on this guy to make something different for me because I saw me as less than perfect and the only way I could be better was to be with this guy. So then, now that I've shifted that thought, now I get the opportunity to say, well, gee, yeah, I really wanted him to make me feel beautiful and make me feel sexy and make me feel, comfortable and being in a relationship, and I wanted him to take care of me, and I wanted him to listen to my problems. So now I'm listing all of these things that I sort of dumped on this guy. And my expectations for him because he was supposed to make me feel something. He was supposed to fill this void and this gap that I felt within me. So again, I'm now taking all of the responsibility off of him. And now I get an opportunity to put that back on me so that I'm not going into another relationship with the expectation that I'm going to get something out of this person instead of going in a whole, complete individual. So that's kind of you also get an opportunity to, most of the people that I do therapy with, somewhere in there's going to be a yeah, but. I know that I'm not supposed to feel this way, yeah, but, and then they go on. So you get an opportunity to do your yeah, but, you know, I really wanted this relationship, and I really wanted to, nobody, you know, all my other friends are married, and all of my other, whatever I'm still hanging on to. I get an opportunity in the next section of this worksheet to kind of get all that energy out. Okay? So you really get to sort of just really empty yourself. And anything that you've been holding back, you get the opportunity to just write it down and be very upfront with yourself. You get to see how your level of emotion is, whether you still feel very strong about it or whether you're starting to feel like you're shifting a little bit in your emotion. So then you get an opportunity to look at the situation in a different light. So what you get to do and what you get to realize is that the universe has given me this life lesson by giving me this guy that ripped my heart out. So I thought, so that I had the opportunity to really look at the emotions that I had attached to this guy, what my expectations were, and how I could see that there's a bigger life lesson to learn, because I know I get to go back to who I am and the power that I am and the truth of who I am. And then when I really stand there, then I can look at this person and go, wow, thanks a lot. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for the lesson that you taught me. I had this big button that I had been building up over all of these years. It started when I was 8 years old like Johnny, and it was mom's fault that I'm really, you know, really upset. And I carried around this little button, and you pushed my button and made me feel all these icky emotions. But the button was my button. They were my emotions. You were a godsend to be the button pusher. You are my master teacher. If I look at the people who I think have wounded me, and I look at why I'm so attached to those feelings, then the people become gifts. And I get to move on. Once that button is gone, then the next guy that comes, if he breaks up with me, it's going to be a different experience, because I no longer have that button that I had attached to this other guy with all of these expectations, because I've learned it in this through going through these exercises. And you can go through a worksheet, like I said, with my former client. He went through significant issues with his wife. A lot of them were the same kind of a thing. And he would go through and just continue to work through his feelings about that. So you get to realize that situation that I have with this guy is similar to situations I've had in the past, feelings of being abandoned, putting myself out there and being, you know, giving my time and my energy and my money and my whatever, only for it to be unappreciated. If you can make a list of the people that have gone through your life, and you go, well, yeah, I did that with this person, and oh, yeah, there was that person, and you get to see the pattern. And that's when you can start shifting and saying, thank you, God, that you're teaching me this life lesson, because once I learn this lesson, I don't need to have the guys in my life that are going to come rip my heart out. I pulled and attracted those type of relationships because I hadn't healed and hadn't learned a lesson about who I really am and how much I want to invest in a healthy relationship. So when, as we're going through and entering the holidays, and I know for a lot of people, the holidays are the worst because it brings up so many bad feelings and memories, and you know, people are lonely. People, it seems like, you know, people that aren't in a relationship, there's so many of them that feel so much more lonely during that time. So if you find yourself going through oh my God, we're going through the holidays again, or if you find yourself in a situation or a relationship that you're hanging on to it, then I would really encourage you to look for Colin Tipping's book, T-I-P-P-I-N-G, Colin Tipping's book called Radical Forgiveness. Clear you up and release a lot of negative emotions that you carry that cause sickness and depression and anxiety and just a general malaise. Some people even can attach their cancer. I know that Louise Hay, who is who owns Hay House Publishing, is a cervical cancer survivor, and she ties it directly back to the anger and resentment that she carried for years and years and years from being a rape victim, a rape survivor. So if we can move past these merry-go-round relationships, and what I mean by that is we keep attracting the same kind of people. We think things are going great, and then all of a sudden, you know, the mask comes off, and here they are, they're the real self. And they're just like, man, they're just like that guy, or they're just like my boss, or they're just like my whoever. So we can decide to be happy now, and the way to do that is to do some soul work and to take responsibility for our feelings and know that if I'm feeling whatever, they're my feelings and they're generated out of something from my past. I don't care who does what to me. Mark, it's 6:30. Do you want to do your 30-minute thing?
Sure. Excuse me. You are listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie, and she is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about this show or any other show, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you want to call in for a free angel reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And it's back to you.
All righty. Thank you. Okay. So I know some people out there are saying, I refuse to forgive so-and-so or such-and-such because I just want to encourage you to look at your own feelings that are attached to that, because nobody can make you feel angry. Nobody can make you feel anything. There are some people who have clinical illnesses. For example, depression. No one can make you feel depressed. There are people that have clinical depression. If you need something to adjust your mood, then take it as little as you need for as short amount of time as you need. But something like this radical forgiveness mindset might be able to shift you into not holding on so much to past hurts. And as we forgive and as we lighten up, some of the depression or anxiety or anger may dissipate. At some level, depression is a choice. Now, I have a degree of clinical depression, and in the past, I have taken antidepressants. So I get it. I've been there, done that. But if something happens, your knee-jerk response may be to go down the depression road or the anxiety road or the anger road or the whatever road you go down. You may not be able to control being on that road. But you can control how long you stay there. And that is aligning with your power and your angels and God. That's why on my website I have the list of the archangels, so that when you find you're at a particular spot, and go look at the list before you get into crisis. So you are familiar with who your allies are. Archangel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L, Jophiel. She is the beauty angel. She is the angel to call on if you want to beautify your thoughts. This is a complete segue, but she's also the angel to call on when you go shopping. I know a lot of people stress out over money. When you go shopping, call on her. I never go shopping without taking her with me. Call on her and ask her to find you something beautiful, whatever it is you're looking for, at a great price, and you would be amazed at the deals you're going to find. Now, that's a complete aside, but that's going to be important to somebody. When you start on this road, people are not going to understand that all of a sudden I'm going to look to see which archangel I can call on. I would also encourage you, on my website is a meditation. It's a free download that Mark did on accessing and meeting your guardian angels, and even finding out their names. I would highly recommend that you, it's a fantastic meditation. I would highly recommend that you get your hands on that and you meet these celestial beings that can help move and shift you out of a mindset that you've had, like Johnny, since you were 8 years old or younger. Because until you shift and learn your lessons, you're going to pull the same kind of stuff over and over and over. So when you decide that you want to change your way of thinking, you get to take personal responsibility and know that and stand on, if I'm feeling, because I'm choosing to stand here, If I'm feeling angry, I am choosing to be angry. Or I'm choosing to be depressed, or I'm choosing to be whatever, lonely or hurt or, you know, pick one. One of the easiest ways to shift when you find that your thoughts are going in a negative direction is start a gratitude list. I am so grateful for, or I am so grateful that. I would actually encourage you for the next 30 days to write a gratitude list every day and write 10 things every single day, hopefully before your feet hit the floor in the morning. So wake up 5 minutes early and grab you a notebook and write down the 10 things that you are grateful for that day. And be sure that you do not, so if I'm grateful for the sunrise on Monday, I cannot be grateful for the sunrise on Tuesday. So when you find that your thoughts are becoming very negative, you can recall one or more of those items that you were so grateful for. And another thing that you can do is the thing that you want that you don't have, the car, the job, the money, the relationship, the house, the whatever, the children, the baby, get pictures and make a collage, make a vision board of what it is you want. And every day I am so thankful that my car is coming in a way that brings me the highest good. And it's always important to say that because God knows what's best for us. And some people may not, the answer to their prayers may not look the way that you want it. So I have this house and I've got, you know, 15 bedrooms and 18 bathrooms and a tennis court and stables and the whole thing. Okay, God, I want that or something even better. I want something that is going to align to my highest good. He may give me a really nice home in a safe neighborhood because God knows maybe that's all I can handle. So if I bring my wants to God and be very thankful for them, but allow God and the angels to bring it to me in the way that they see fit, then I can continue aligning myself to my highest good. So this is, can be one of the best moving into the end of the year and the holiday season ever, because I can just choose for it to be. Whether I have no money and I'm making cookies as Christmas gifts, or whether I have so much money I can't spend it all. There is no right and there is no wrong. There is just what aligns me to my highest good. And if I take what I get as a life lesson, and I get to trust God and the angels that they have my back, that's where the peace comes. God may, I mean, I may say, you know, I want this house with the 27 bedrooms, but now I'm going to stress over, you know, keeping it up, or what if someone steals my stuff, or I can actually be creating more stress and anxiety for myself. So if I allow myself to be in the flow of what God brings for me while I'm creating, because I'm telling God, I want this relationship, I want this job, I want this whatever. So I'm not a passive observer. I'm an active participant. But I just give the final say over to a higher power, so that I know that whatever happens, that I'm still moving toward being the best that I can be.
Okay, you ready to take your first caller?
Yeah, I am.
Well, actually, one of our callers dropped off. Let me go screen another one. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess he's screening and I'm waiting. So, again, I would encourage you to slice a call if you would like to have a Bring Angel card reading. You can go on my website if you want a longer session, a personal session without being on radio. You can, my prices and what I'm offering will be there. So, we are just waiting. So I'm going to be using my Archangel Michael cards this evening because, are you there, Mark?
Yep, I have a caller. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Miriam?
Yes.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. How can I be of service to you?
I have a question. I'm hoping you can, well, here's the thing. I know we're all considered like healers in some kind of way, and I'm being directed to be a healer, okay? And I am learning a few modalities. But what I also want to do is I like to invent things, and I'd like to, even though this invention is kind of out, but I want to, like, modify it or make it a different, use it in a different way than what it's being used now, basically. And I'd like to pursue that idea. And I don't know, I'm kind of like, I want to do both. But when I get a message, the message is the healer more than this invention that I want to go towards. And that bothers me because I want to go towards the invention way. I want to get this idea out to the world, you know? But the healer thing, yeah, of course, I'm going to do that anyway, right? You know, but I want to get this invention out. So I'm just a little bit, there's aggravation there.
Okay, so I don't know, how can I be of service with you with that?
I guess if anything, what would the card read about maybe what I should do, or what am I not looking at, or what am I, Okay, go ahead.
I'm using the Archangel Michael cards, but I'm telling you right now, you know exactly what to do. So, having said that, I'm going to give you a card reading and let Michael speak with you, but you already know what. You just told me you knew what to do. So I totally trust that, you know, you're very bright, so I know you got this. Okay. Here's what I know. I know that there is a possibility that you could somehow merge this.
Okay.
That you're looking at things as black and white.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
So you can take whatever the good thing in this invention that you want to do or adapt.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you want to adapt it, whether it's going to be easier to use or whether it's more user-friendly or cheaper or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that piece you can mold in with being a healer.
Mm, okay, yeah.
The change in the adaption that you want to make, that's what's hooking you. And you can, if you looked at all your options, you might be able to merge that idea of whatever this thing is that you want, the adaption, with your healing.
Oh.
Because being a healer is so broad.
Yeah, you're right. You know what, it was funny. I was just thinking, I bet I should have merged the two.
Okay, well, that's what Michael's telling you, that you can think in those broader terms.
Okay.
And what this will also do in being able to open yourself up to the thinking, it also opens yourself up to love and being able to receive love and give love, which is so important and a vital part of being a healer. So by expanding your thinking and expanding your what you're willing to do and the risks you're willing to take is also going to help you see how surrounded you are by not only the angels, but people that are going to be there to love and support you.
Oh, okay.
Because all healing at some level is going to have some love to it. So whatever this thing is that you want to do will have that aspect in it as well.
Well, yeah. No, of course I'd want it to. But, okay, I guess I should, okay, merge them together.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I think bottom line what Michael wants to tell you, if it's not this particular thing that ever gets merged, but think broader in as you're moving into this new field. Think.
Oh, okay.
Look at all the different ways that you could apply what it is you want to do and ideas that you have.
Oh, okay. It's starting to sink in. I'm starting to see what Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it now. Great. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, are you there, Mark?
Okay, Laura?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura, how are you? I'm good, thank you.
Good.
How can I help you?
There's a house that I would like to buy possibly in January or February, and I drove by it today, and I just wondered if you could pull a card for me to see if I will be getting that house.
Okay. I'm shuffling as we speak. That home or one better, the home right now that you're going to get is totally protected by angels. So if you really feel drawn to that, you have a really good, seems like you have a really good opportunity to get that house.
Hmm. Okay.
You sound like that's not what you wanted to hear.
No, it is. I want that house. It depends to, there's a job that I'm currently working at in that area. It's only 15 minutes away from that house.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to be offered a permanent job at this company where I'm currently mm-hmm. working, then I could see it all coming into play, that it would all work
okay.
out.
Well, look at your, sometimes we get so stuck on how we envision things to work out that we forget to bring the angels in and to ask to have them help us consider all the options.
Well, I have been asking my angels to help me get
okay,
that
Okay, great. Okay, or something better. Or something better.
Or something better. Okay,
yeah, or something better.
That.
Always put that in, because we may, you know, you may be asking for a tuna sandwich where God has, you know, filet mignon or something.
Well, I'm been seeing a lot of feathers, and I sometimes get tiny little feathers even inside indoors, but I'm finding a lot of feathers outside as well, bigger feathers
Good.
Are outside.
Good.
So I think,
well, it may be, yeah,
getting,
yeah.
Yeah. Signs that
I'm dying. That may be it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hoping. And little birds are coming around a lot, too.
That's very cool.
Chattering at me. They're landing on my railing. Right when I open up my door, there's a bird sitting on my railing, and it didn't budge.
What bird is it?
It looked like a little finch.
Okay.
And it wouldn't move. And I even started talking to it, and it still wouldn't move. And eventually it did fly away. And then the day before that, I had a whole family of birds land on my balcony. It's just the funniest thing, all of a sudden, all these birds and feathers that I'm finding.
Well, you're definitely being angelically led, definitely, definitely. So you don't have to worry. When you have that many angels surrounding you, you don't have to worry about, am I making the right decision? It's almost like they're going to pick you up and carry you and then just say, okay, here you go.
Well, that sounds great. All right. Thank you. I appreciate
you. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Oh, good night.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, let's squeeze one more last one, and you got 6 minutes.
6 minutes,
go ahead,
okay.
Ellen, you're on.
Hello, Dr. Connie. This is Ellen. I was just hoping to get a message from Spirit, kind of a general message regarding what I need to know.
Okay, great. Good thing that Spirit works quickly, because we only have about 6 minutes. Again, this is Archangel Michael. He can be very blunt and brusque, so, you know, probably his message will be very to the point. Okay, you're on, whatever you're doing, you're on the right road. Whatever you're doing, you're on the right path. I know you question it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're on it. You get the opportunity, your path is pretty wide, and you get the opportunity to explore and look around and see all different facets of your of interests that you have or things you might like to do.
Okay.
Being able to open up your heart to give love and receive love is very important for you right now, too. But don't worry about, am I doing the right thing or going the right direction, because you most definitely are.
Okay.
But you can play with it.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so, yes. Yes, I believe it has to do with my work and changes I'm thinking of doing. Would you mind if I ask a specific question? We don't have time, that's fine.
Like what?
I had a dream last night regarding an ex-boyfriend, and I thought I had come to terms with it. I thought I had released it. Is there no releasing I have to do regarding this person?
You know, because you're asking that, the answer is yes. And what I find is it's a different layers. So you're learning a deeper lesson, and you're being purged at a deeper level.
Okay.
So this man was your master teacher and your major button pusher. So what you're doing is you're cleaning up a lot of your own emotions. It has really, now it has nothing more to do with him and everything with the emotional attachment that you brought in.
No, I actually learned that a long time ago. whatever happened, I take responsibility for. I don't like it, but I understand I allowed it to happen.
Right. So now it's just being there, and whether it's learning to forgive yourself or learning those, if there's a pattern or something in there. So that's the lesson for you now.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Connie.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. So, all right. So, let me go ahead and just close this out. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And go ahead and give out your website again.
www.drconniesays.com.
And if you missed any part of this show and you want to listen to the replays, you can go to our website, and all the shows are available about 15 minutes after the show ends. All the replays are available. You can find out more about this show or other shows by going to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night, Mark. Thank you so much. Good night, all.
Always great to have you on. You and the angels.